Thank you for tuning in to Community Media. My name is Sarah Dahl. I work for Members First Federal Credit Union, and I'm thrilled to be back as guest host again for the open house segment. I live in Adams County, work in Adams County, so I love being able to showcase the different nonprofits here in the area. So many people, I mean, I've lived here my whole life, and I'm learning so many new things of what there is around the area to help people and support in times of need. And I am here with the ARC of York and Adams County today. I have Jackie here with me, and I have Josh. So, Jackie, can you tell me what got you started in the nonprofit side of things and what your why is? Because we know that it takes a special type of person to be able to work for nonprofits and to give so much of yourself. So what got you into it and what is your why?
I actually kind of think I fell into it. My background is predominantly in the hospitality industry. And when I saw that there was an opportunity to work for the ARC, I jumped on it because my mother had actually worked for the ARC when I was much younger. So I knew a little bit about what the ARC did, but then when I saw that there were event planning and things like that, I said, well, I can take my hospitality industry, you know, experience and segment that into a nonprofit. And I really think that it's working out. You know, I love it. I've been here for about a year now. And I'm just looking forward to all the events and things that are coming up that I'll tell you about a little bit later.
Awesome. Well, and I've enjoyed getting to know you too. And the way that you talk about the ARC and just the passion that you have, like that's apparent whenever you talk to people. And now you're on the hot seat. So tell me what your why is, Josh, and how did you get involved with the ARC?
Well, my why actually is everybody that I've met in the work that we've done, you know, since I started with the organization. And I started when I was in middle school. I volunteered at our summer camp program one year.
Wow.
And I enjoyed it enough that I went back the following year. And throughout my high school days, I spent my summers at the camp program. So that's how I got introduced to it. And it was something that I enjoyed from day one. And then it just kind of grew from there. And to go back to the why, you know, every day we meet people who are either working to become more independent in their lives or find that they need assistance with some of the many services that we offer. And so that just not only keeps it interesting, but keeps it very rewarding as well.
Yeah. I always say that if you love what you do, you don't feel like you work, and that's true. So if you're getting, you know, if your cup is being filled by what you do, you know, all the better, and you're going to be so much better for that role if your heart's in it as well.
I agree.
So it sounds
yes.
like you guys are both really in it, which is fantastic. So obviously the ARC has changed a lot over the years.
It
There's
has.
Been lots of development. So can you give everyone a little bit of a history of how the ARC has, you know, grown and developed over the last several years?
Sure. In 1952, a group of parents got together and had their first meeting in the basement of the VNA building in West York. And they came together with the idea of creating a place or places for their sons and daughters with disabilities. You know, they weren't permitted in schools and many of the other services that, or let's say the day-to-day activities that we all take for granted, they were pretty much excluded from. So at that time, the idea for the families was to find a place where these folks could learn, play, do all the things that you and I take for granted every day. What's changed over the years is that we've come to realize that their place in society is the same as your place and my place in society. So instead of creating a place for the folks with disabilities to live their lives or do their thing, we now are finding ways that, and we have for a long time, continue to find ways to make them a part of our community.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you mentioned the different services that you guys provide. Can you give us some examples of the different services? Because I know a lot of people might like to know what's offered out there. That way, if they have loved ones or friends, it could benefit. So what are some different things that you offer?
Sure. It's probably best to start off with our advocacy program, because that I say that because an advocate can help you with any type of service that you might need. And if any of our other programming doesn't fit in with what somebody is looking for, the advocacy department can help connect folks with those types of services. So that's always a really good starting point. For the longest time, our largest program was our supported employment program. You may have heard the term job coaching. It's job placement, on-the-job training for people with disabilities, community integrated rather than working in a sheltered workshop or an enclave or that type of thing. We've been doing that since 1987, and it started with a grant from the state, and shortly after that it changed over to a fee-for-service type thing, and so we've been doing that for almost 40 years now, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Probably our best known program is the summer camp program, which is Camp Penwood. That program started in 1962 at the current location. Actually, the program started in about 1959, but it's been at its current location in the Pleasureville area of York since 1962. And what we say about that camp program is that, especially these days, I hear about a lot of camps, and my kids even went to camps. Some of them were, in gymnasiums or other facilities like that. We like to brag about ours being an actual true camp setting, being, it's in a wooded area. Mm-hmm. The programs or the activities done throughout the day are a very typical camp type program.
Now, what age does that serve?
So that's school aged, and we folks attend until their graduation. We do have, for the longest time, that camp program included adults, but in the 1990s, came to the realization that adults don't typically attend, children's camp, so we developed a program, summer programming for that. That's called PAVE. It's our Penwood Adult Vacation Experience, and instead of day camp like the kids do, these are day trips or day activities, more based in how you and I might choose to spend our time over the summer.
That's awesome that you guys offer something for each, different, time of life, which is great.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then any other programs that you offer?
Yeah, currently our largest program, which is also, our newest of our full-scale programs, it's called Agency with Choice. The idea, as we talked a little bit earlier in the past, and still to a certain degree, an individual might find that their family members or advocates or supporters really decide for them how they're going to spend their time or what their future is going to look like. The idea of the Agency with Choice program is that the individual, along with the support of their family and their advocate, really makes the decisions about how they spend their time and who works with them in that. So we have about 450 employees. About 420 of those are people who work with individuals one-on-one. In many cases, they know the individual in another part of their life, so they have that connection or experience, yes.
Okay.
And so that's quickly become our largest program. Now, it's been around for about 20 years now, so I don't mean to say that it's brand new, but it quickly became the largest program that we have.
Yeah. And you offer something with after-school services too, correct?
We do have after-school programming, and I'm going to say late 70s that started. And currently it is held at Luther Memorial Church right next to York Suburban High School. That's actually going to be changing in the coming year, but the after-school program, the idea is for, school lets out at 2:30, 3 o'clock every day. There's many families who the parents work much later than that. So in addition to just providing that type of assistance, there's also activities and assistance with schoolwork and that type of thing.
That's great. I bet that's a huge service for the families and takes a load off their mind. It's just one less thing to have to worry about.
The ones who use it always express that they're very thankful to have it available.
I know.
Yes.
It's one of the hardest jobs and one of the most, you put the care of your kids into someone else, and that's a
right.
huge thing.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of awesome stuff that you guys do. Did we miss anything?
Well, there's a lot of other things that we do. I could spend all day talking about that, but I won't do that to you.
I guess the follow-up question for all those fantastic things that you do, how do you fund all of that? Where does that come from? How do you keep that going you guys have decades of this, so how do you keep that going, that longevity continuing?
Right, right. First and foremost, we couldn't do it without the support of the community, and that, that comes across in a few different ways, and Jackie will talk a little bit about our fundraising. Mm-hmm. We receive funding from both the state and the county for the services that I already mentioned. We receive grant funding. Our development department works very hard, not only on the fundraising, but grants as well, and they support many of the programs that we have. And then Fundraising is the big one.
Fundraising is the big one. We have a lot of different events that happen throughout the year. I'm really going to focus on the ones that are happening in Adams County, though. Mm-hmm. Specifically, coming up, we have a golf outing, which will be on June 8th at the Lynx. We have Buddy Walk, which is very special to me. It's our second annual. It was my first big event that I did with the ARC, so it's always going to be special. But Buddy Walk essentially is just a celebration of a year's worth of fundraising. Really, it's just a big, fun day. There's going to be hair tinseling. We have Thelma and Louise visiting from Shining Stars. Okay. So we're very excited for those special guests this year. And then we're also part of the annual giving spree with the Adams County Community Foundation, which is a major help every year to us. But coming up this Saturday, we actually have the ball, which is very special. It's beautiful. Beautiful theme this year is Japanese cherry blossoms. Ooh. And we actually have one of our ambassadors, Aaron, who's been coming to the ARC programming since he was very young. So actually, I'm going to show you a quick clip, if that's okay, of what Aaron's up to.
So tell me a little bit about Aaron.
Where do you start? Aaron is... he's just awesome.
Aaron is very fun-loving, easygoing, caring. He can grab on. If you're not having a good day, he knows it, and he will go out of his way to make you have a good day.
He's always there, and usually smiling. It was about 5 minutes after he was born. The nurses didn't give him to me right away, and they believed he may have Down syndrome.
I had initial thoughts of a little bit of anger and fear for him. When I was younger, the LIU kids, you know, literally in my high school were in the basement. We never saw them. So that was my frame of reference at the point, and I was scared. He wanted to play sports, but it was clear, even if they tried, you know, a coach maybe wouldn't want to let him. Is he going to get hurt feelings because he can't keep up, can't swing the bat right? It was more, you know, you're going to be the water boy.
I think he should have been given the opportunity. We were introduced to the ARC through word of mouth.
The road ahead, it twists and turns, and the sun beats down and it burns.
All of our programming is intended to help people with disabilities participate fully in their community. They don't need to have separate schools, live in institutions. Their place is in the community, just like you and me.
The ARC's after-school program provides opportunities for students to socialize, exercise, and work on some goals until their parents finish their workday.
The convenience of it is fantastic. Suzanne and the rest of the staff is almost like an extended parent. Usually in the beginning of the year, we'll sit down and she's, is there anything you want to work with Aaron on? Is there a problem?
I really love my Aaron.
Yeah, I get up.
The ARC, I think, can be summed up in two words. It's about respect and it's about independence. The ARC's Adult Recreation Club is one of our most popular programs. It's a great way to meet people and gives members a chance to participate in their community.
The mission of the ARC is to give the individuals we support the opportunity to live, work, and play in a community integrated environment.
The ARC has been a lifesaver for our family. He has some place to go, some place I know he's going to be safe, some place that he enjoys going to.
The ARC is the greatest.
Yeah, I get up!
Last question. Who won the Super Bowl?
Eagles. Eagles.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl next year?
Patriots.
There you go, that's my boy.
Well, that was great hearing from Aaron and everything that he's been able to accomplish and just seeing him who he is. That's fantastic. And it warms my heart. I'm sure you guys feel that all the time, being able to work with individuals like that. So being that the ball is taking place in York County, how does that affect what goes on in Adams County in terms of the residents here and the benefits that the ARC can provide to them?
I'm happy to say that now everything that we do in York also benefits Adams County, and that's because we have gotten together with what used to be the ARC of Adams County. A few years ago, they asked for some assistance, and we began working with them, and we have completed the process of becoming one agency. So we are now the ARC of York and Adams Counties instead of just the ARC of York County. All those services, for years we've provided services in Adams County, but now we have found a home over there and are just working to make sure that everybody in Adams County knows the services that that we are offering.
That's great. I mean, I know I'm appreciative to have things like this in the county, and you know, it's always nice whenever you're interacting with people out and about in the community to know people and have connections. Yep. And be able to refer people. I know whenever members come into the branch and see me, I love having more tools in my toolbox. So whenever you hear of somebody having a struggle or a need that they have, it's so nice to have, you know, connections that you can just set people up with. So I'm appreciative of you guys coming in to chat with me today and to share all the great things that the ARC does. Do you have anything you want to share with the audience before we wrap up for the day?
Just thank you very much for inviting us, and especially inviting us into Adams County. We're very happy to be over there, and we look forward to seeing all of you.
Thanks so much. Have a good evening.